check 3-4. Check, check for me.
Check, check. 1-2, 1-2. Good morning, everybody.
Go.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Loose Turd Cafe. Brought to you by your original Dusty Poodle philosopher host, Mr. John Case, here at EnlightenRadio.org. This is the Loose Turd Cafe, and John has his sometime sidekick on the phone, Mr. Black Diesel, stand-up comic, actor, and all-around stroke victim. Our call-in line is 304-885-0708, 304-885-0708. This show is currently unsponsored. The reason why we call this show the Moose Turd Cafe is basically, if you eat shit in the morning, the rest of the day is going to be sunshine. This show is currently unsponsored.
That's right. It won't be. We only accept sponsors that want to, you know, shit on their product, so to speak.
I guess that was the return of the announcer guy.
Yeah, yeah. Well, okay, so we know that as your recent illness has receded, you know, insanity has returned. That's good. Okay, good. By the way, Trey Gowdy resigned. Why would he do that? Everything's going his way.
After he has successfully convinced everyone to turn over 40 years of FBI protocol. Sure. Sounds good.
Why would he get, I mean, why is he quitting?
Oh, and by the way, there was also all of the top level, basically, security structure for Russia, all were here for a meeting that was not disclosed by our press or our White House.
Whoa! Now you got to drill down on that. Now, what was the top meeting?
The entire structure, the top level guys. In fact, one guy,
Russian spies,
had been sanctioned by the United States government, but was allowed to attend a meeting at our White House.
Ooh, that sounds sexy.
With senior intelligence officials, and there has been to date no justification or conversation about that meeting.
Ha. Huh. Well, I think you got him by the balls there, buddy.
So, fascinating.
Why did Trey Gowdy resign? You got any idea?
Because he's trying, he carried the water for Devin Nunes, and now he wants that water spilled over Nunes and not him. He's getting as far away from it. You know, it's one thing to carry the flask of molten lava. It's a whole nother thing to have it spill on you.
I was hoping for a more benign interpretation. Like for example, you know, once you start walking down the fascist path, maybe your sanity, your health, and your family starts to unravel. And maybe he's sitting there and his wife has told him, there'll be no more of that, and there'll be no more climbing in bed with me, buddy.
Well, and now we have documented evidence based on the original spokes lawyer for Donald Trump,
yeah,
that in a conference call, Hope Hicks basically told that counsel that those emails with regards to Donnie Jr., those emails wouldn't see the light of day.
They would not?
Right.
Oh, okay.
Right. No one's ever going to see that.
You know, when I hear Hope Hicks's little story, I think of that woman they hired in Police Academy, you know, to give the chief a little boost while he was giving his remarks.
Mm-hmm.
And that's wrong. I know that's wrong. I you know, I'm probably going to be thrown off the air.
Well.
Well, so to speak. Anyway, I mean, we could have a lot of people on our show here that I can no longer. I've been fired for sexual harassment.
Yeah, well, there goes the echo again.
Oh.
And now it's stopped.
Okay, I don't know. I'm going to have you. I'm going to give you my phone.
What's strange, John, is occasionally I don't know. Every time if it's the echo, sometimes it might be the after effects of the stroke. I don't know.
Nah, no, because this was happening before. I think there's a real look. You're doing a transition from analog to digital, and occasionally, you know, depending on the phone, depending on the service.
Are you talking about the network or my brain?
No, the network. It's not your brain. That's not your brain. I reject that thesis. No, no. You know, you haven't been saying anything different since, you know, the stroke than before. I mean, there's a couple of days when you were, you know, you slowed down a bit, you know, but frankly.
It's generally, as I told people, it's a wear and tear kind of thing. Sometimes I get to the end. It doesn't, you know, it's incredibly frustrating.
Oh, yeah, but, you know, I think you got to get into the Buddha thing here a bit, you know, buddy, you know.
Oh, yeah, I'm certainly, I was, you know. Just about an hour and a half ago, I did my stretches, and I did my deep breathing exercises, and then I did the treadmill with no shoes, just socks. Didn't use my walking running shoes that I've had for a very long time that my wife was kind enough to buy me several years ago. That still fit exceptionally well, and I've taken very good care of them because they were incredibly expensive. So,
yeah, interesting.
Yeah, well, back then they didn't really fit all that well. They were, I mean, I'd stuff my big fat feet into them until I could until they form fit to my feet. You're generally not, these are the kind of shoes you're not supposed to wear socks with. Or if you do, you're supposed to wear those really expensive, very tight socks with them.
Yeah.
And they are specifically for running and walking.
Well, okay, so.
And that's been good. I mean, that's been really good.
Speaking of, I think some tight socks could
hold on a
that
second.
Sounds like patience. Is that your wife?
That was our Alexa Echo.
You're kidding.
It looks like your Echo is not registered. For help, go to your Alexa app.
I have to turn it off.
Well, what the heck is that?
A friend of Patience's who she works for, their company, as a reward, sent everyone an Echo. Where you talk to it.
Yeah, and it talks back.
It programs like music, a playlist. You can do searches on the internet. But this one happens to not be registered. And my beautiful, lovely wife went online to try to register it, and it rejected her registration. So we don't know what to do.
I don't either. That's a problem. That's.
I don't really
could be
want
beyond
it,
me. There,
actually.
I don't know. You know.
I don't mind. I wouldn't mind it building kind of a playlist and just being able to tell something to play some music.
Right.
Because it sounds like it's a pretty good speaker. But I'm not that interested in. You know, but I guess my wife likes it because it's better than having to, like, for example, sometimes we use our phones to say, okay, Google, you know, you say that and it activates your voice function for your Google and you ask Google a question and it comes up with multiple answers.
By the way,
probably maybe one of which is accurate.
No, I hear you. I hear you. They're still working on that product, that part of the.
There's just so much, you know. I guess there's so much information on the internet that it is search functionality wise, it gets confused. Has to give you multiple options. You know, that's just.
Well, I mean, the major challenge in search has always been, what does the person who's asking, what do they want to know? You know, and because keywords were, the original thing. You just look for a match of keywords, right?
You group different phrases together or different words together and send it off and see if that search comes up with them.
But once you get into phrases... you know, now you're getting really close to, you know, there's a borderline between what we call syntax in language, right, and then semantics or meaning. The meaning of a sentence obviously requires some syntax to convey, you know, verbs and nouns got to be in somewhere near the right place to make sense, right? You know, but between syntax and meaning, there's a big canyon.
Yeah, that's true. And it's all up to interpretation. But I wanted to also mention some news broke yesterday. You may have read this already, but I thought I'd
go for it.
Readdress it is the woman who was the head of the CDC has been either fired or she has resigned.
Now this is over tobacco investments or connections or something. Is that right?
Yes.
And now, was this a Trump appointment or somebody else?
Trump appointment.
Well, just like him to appoint a smoker to be in charge of the, you know, disease control.
Well, I don't know that it was John so much as a smoker as it was somebody who took advantage of
smokers.
You know, didn't smoke. You don't know that she smokes. That's not the issue. It's about owning stock
in a
previously undisclosed company that's, you know, incredibly unhealthy and kills people.
But I thought that the tobacco companies wanted to become marijuana companies, you know, down the road. Is that not true? Is that just
that is still true?
Yeah. Okay.
And they are in every aspect of. They're fighting tooth and nail with the smaller organizations in the areas in which marijuana has been legalized. By the way, a bill has passed through the House in Virginia about legalizing medical marijuana in the state of Virginia.
Wow. Well, if Virginia does it, we follow the plantations, at least our leadership does. We'd be following right behind them, won't we?
Well,
that's the old...
Right, well, the issue is that you're going to have a couple of different issues. It's very much like, you know, everybody's for, like, supposedly for, you know, wind energy. But I would be very mindful of corporate structures. Formally, First Energy and people like that, kind of slowly weaving their magical web into taking over, you know, locally generated to make it nationally generated. You know what I'm saying? You see these power moves, and it's going to be the same thing with marijuana. You know, you're going to see corporate interests go, ha ha ha!
So you're calling for a modification in the capitalist economic system? Something like that?
I've called for that a long time.
Oh, you could be summoned before Senator McCarthy's committee and ask what you meant by that.
Let me see. I meant for Senator McCarthy. Kids, turn down the volume. I meant for Senator McCarthy to get about the business of going and fucking himself right now.
I see.
That's what I meant.
You know, I had my mentor in the United Electrical Workers was subpoenaed before Senator McCarthy's committee back in 19.
What a great headline on your resume.
Oh, I loved him, Don Tormey. Anyway, so when he was, they had brought him in, you know, and they asked him to if he was going to testify. He says, well. He says, it depends on my interpretation of Senator McCarthy of your oath of office. He says, well, what do you mean by that? He says, and he starts to read the oath of office where it says uphold the Constitution, right, you know, or something like that. And if I was to testify here, I would be breaking your oath of office. I would be aiding you in violating your oath of office.
I'm attempting to save you and myself. I wouldn't want you to do anything to damage your reputation.
Right. Anyway.
Speaking of which, there was another situation a month ago where Trump asked Rod Rosenstein if he was on his team.
Oh, right. Yes. Well, Christopher Wray today, the new director, right, is out there, you know, going after Trump and after the Republicans about this so-called memo, which is really trying.
Right, they're doing everything they can to stop right. this memo from being released. And I understand that, you know, as somebody who's curious about what's going on in the world, I can't help but think, you know, everybody wants to read the memo now. But let's also remember that this memo is cherry-picked and selective information that was originally generated by Devin Nunes.
Well, if Trump releases the memo, now he's going to have to say whether he's going to defend it or not.
Well, he said directly after the bullshit speech he made, or they asked, are
the
you
State
going to
of the
it?
Union?
He said 100%. He said it twice, 100%, 100%.
Oh, 100%. Oh, yeah, right. Okay. Yeah. There you go.
I'm king of all things, king of everything.
Well, he's got to shut down that thing, because otherwise it's going to start indicting his family. And
that's what he's trying to do. He's trying to shut down.
Yeah, so he's going to do
that.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's not going to be good for the country, and it's not going to be good for anybody.
Well,
I don't care if you support him or not. Don't give a shit anymore.
I actually think that
this guy's a criminal.
But I think the situation in the Republican Party has gotten worse, not better.
I think so, too, in that the frightening thing is one of the things we talked about a long time ago is how deep, we asked the question, how deep does the wormhole go? And one of the frightening things is you keep coming up with, well, let's take a look at the landscape, and who are the richest people in the world? A great many of those people bought into what? Super PACs. And it's for goddamn sure they weren't super PACs for Democrats.
No.
Okay?
No. Right.
A lot of that money, and it's, you know, it's... It's money from extraction businesses, both mining, chromium, copper, and you know, you're talking about oil, and you're talking about gas, and you're talking about coal. All of that money went into some House Republicans. And
yeah.
I believe there's a great many of them that are complicit in all of this. And you had little Eddie Munster, Paul Ryan, talking about how he would never defend this man. And now he is a turncoat, fascist, Trump supporter.
Yay. There you go, man.
So, you know, that's where we find ourselves today. In a very precarious situation with, I think, what is an untenable federal government.
Well, that's the question. Is the center tenable? I think Sue Pelish raises this on her Facebook page this morning. She's been championing against, and she's, you know her. She's been championing Joe recently as... you know, the only person who can possibly win. And but I see that Joe is getting himself in just sort of pursuing the center is a little bit like pursuing a thing that may not be there.
Well, by that, him responding on national television saying things like, well, that's New York talk. What does that mean? All you're doing, Joe, is continuing to pit New York against West Virginia. What does that really mean?
Yeah, I don't know whether it means anything.
It's narrow-minded. Rise up a little bit. Rise up your intellect a little bit, Joe.
Well,
you're better than that. And everybody knows you're just you're trying to placate some bullshit narrative that somebody sold a long time ago.
I think that it's not possible to, it may not be possible, but before we go to, I think that Joe is a very smart guy, okay? I think that Joe has a calculator that says, where's the center, okay? And that's where I want to find a way to parse that, okay? That's kind of his, it's not just a, you know, opportunism, it's a philosophy with him, I think. I mean, he expresses it all the time.
So.
You know, I know we don't. I don't think that's, you know, a principled way. Well, okay, there's a debate that goes all the way back to the history of American politics about whether that is a principled way to participate in politics or not. Okay, I mean, this is not a recent, you know, political style controversy, and it probably takes place in a lot of countries, okay, as well as ours, where, you know, what are you supposed to do? Are you supposed to move toward this governing center? I mean, or are you supposed to, you know, take stands, you know, in a more looking toward the future more? I mean, you know, that's a complicated political thing, I think, you know, that you get different styles and different people, but I think Joe may be failing, and it may be failing because, you know, there are times in history when the center just doesn't there. It just starts to evaporate on you. There isn't anyone. I mean, you try to put two and well, this guy and that guy together, and you know,
we might be at a point where we're just too polarized.
Well, I mean, that's the fear, right? I mean, and so right. That you know, yeah, okay. Now your philosophy of moving toward the center is just your feet end up being planted in midair.
Well, we'll see.
I mean, that's the danger.
You know, are you gonna end up with one of the other guys on the other side who are just awful, ending up being a senator
right.
from the state?
Right. I mean, I think he knows they're awful.
You know, I mean, no one thought Matt Bevin was going to be the governor of Kentucky, but he is. And he's batshit nuts.
Yeah, right.
That guy's crazy.
Well, you know, I mean, we got a lot of that going on.
I mean, look at what's his name in not this is New Hampshire, Maine. Paula Page. That guy's crazy. They're all nuts. So, you know, and yeah, we do have a lot of that going on. There's a lot of really, really unfortunate situations with regards to who people think will do a good job, and the reality is they're certainly doing a good job for themselves.
That's for sure.
So it's very sad.
Anyway, well, okay, so we got to hang on somehow, Mike.
Oh, we are. We're doing the best we can.
I mean,
with what we have, and that's all you can do.
You know, it's just.
You know, I mean, I understand. It's people sometimes question. You know, what's the marching going to do? And what's the organizing going to do? And what's this? Well, you know, first, number one, you can organize phone calls. You can organize letter writing. You can organize email writing.
You can start a radio program.
All of your officials. I called Shelley's office. And ripped him a new one because of the expiration of the Russian sanctions.
Well, yeah, it just happened. You know, he just let it go. Yeah, right.
You know, and essentially, which brings up another question, John. Should what are the House and Senate for? If legislation goes through the House and the Senate, and they create a bill, and they send it to 45, and he just decides not to sign it. What?
It's one of those little.
Where are we at?
Yeah, it's one of those little black holes there.
You know, you can do this with one piece of legislation. Doesn't that mean you can do that for all?
Of course, I used to say that about Senator Byrd when he was the and Ted Stevens when they were respectively chairs of the Appropriations Committee in the Senate, where you know, every bills would pass. But unless Senator Byrd signed the check, no money ever came.
Right. Right.
You know, that would
about
be...
About that check.
West Virginia could use a new bridge.
Mr. Diesel, we still have not received your last payment.
Right.
On the contrary. The last payment I sent you was, in fact,
that's right,
my last payment. Thanks for checking in. You made a bad investment. in the Mike Diesel company. Move on.
I'm like a coal company.
Oh, God.
I come in, I get it all done, and I leave, and what happened to my pension? Oh, well.
Speaking of the king
of the pension killers.
Hold on, you got this hurt. Because I done did it.
Yeah, you ate all the workers' pensions. You ate their pensions.
Everybody getting ready here. We're all here at the Greenbrier. And everybody,
I know,
anybody is making all these here decisions. We gonna get people back to work here in this great state
right.
of West Virginia.
I want to tell you, God's got a blood moon ready for you, buddy. A blood moon coming your way.
I got a bandit chair too fast.
If you were out in the West Coast, you could see it.
Oh,
right now. Come on, you're taking a dump. Why do you come into the cafe and you know we have to call the plumber every single time? Jesus.
Wow.
There we go again. Now we got to call the plumber.
Speaking of plumbers, Mr. K.
Oh, Dr. Lecter, thank you. How's the sauce doing this morning?
I am here at the Greenbrier.
Oh, God. That's
in the bathroom where the governor seems to have fallen. I'll get back to you on the sauce.
Okay. Well, you know, there's hope for humanity if Dr. Lecter is at the Greenbrier this weekend.
Wow. Man, I think maybe he might have been near. I don't think the train accident worked out quite the way he thought it was going to.
Oh, that was him, huh? Oh, okay.
I don't know if you saw that. That's horrible. A couple of people, I think one gentleman lost his life. A trash truck collided with the train full of GOP members that were headed to the Greenbrier for their...
Come on. I mean, who was killed? Was it a Republican?
No, it was, I don't know, but it was...
Or was it the poor guy in the truck, you know? Or,
right.
Okay.
So
we could say that 150 Republicans murdered a truck driver with their train.
It certainly wouldn't be the first time Republicans killed someone.
Yes, a mob of hurtling Republicans at 100 miles an hour destroyed a...
I think it happened right outside of Charlottesville, too.
Yeah. Well, okay, you know, come on, man. You and I think, would have liked to have an inverted output of that particular event, but, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and this is guilty. In the cafe, we can say these things because, you know, we've prepped ourselves with breakfast here. And, you know, it's time to let it...
Oh, look, Dennis, there's some lovely filth over here.
Filth, that's right. Oh, man, you know, we have a, you know...
It is...
We have first class omelet.
It is unfortunate that we find ourselves here, but I do see across the landscape of the country a whole lot of folks running for office, not just in... You know, one state, I see it in multiple states. And my brother sent me a breakdown of his popularity in Texas dropped astronomically.
Yeah, no, I hear you.
So I don't know if you saw that or read that.
No, I saw that.
They're reporting that his approval rating is plummeted.
Really?
To be suspicious in every state, because those numbers are reported by state officials. They're, you know, if you didn't think, you know, they always project, because they're always like, I'm suspicious of those job numbers when, you know, Obama was in office, and I'm suspicious of those popularity numbers, blah, blah, blah. Well, now is the time to start to be suspicious.
Well,
because
yeah, but
they fudge a lot of these numbers, and when you get the state reported total, and it doesn't match. Like, he has a 47% disapproval rating in the state of Texas. That's pretty big, man.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Well, I hope so. I mean, I hope it's bigger than. I hope he, that we were going to see the blue wave. I hope.
All we can do, John. I must go this morning. So thank you. I appreciate it. I must head out, and I have something I have to do in about 5 minutes.
Oh, okay, buddy. Well, listen. Well, thanks for calling in, and you know, take care of yourself here for the rest of the day. And
I will. I plan on. I'm going to do the stretches again this afternoon and hit the treadmill one more time. I'm going to start doing 2-a-days.
All right, man. All right. Well, okay, stay healthy. All right. Talk to you later, man. Take care. Woof woof. All right. Well, you're listening to the Moose Turd Cafe. I was Mike Diesel calling in. And we'll take a little short break here, see whether we can get it together for you know, something. I don't know. Something profound, if we can. We'll try. I will do our best. But that requires me getting my little, my little thing together here. Let's see, we're going to go. Wrong one. It appeared to be. There we go. And today. Yeah, we'll play this.
Totally. They said I would never perform at the Grammys. They play themselves. Another one. Let's go. Stand up, everybody. We the best. DJ Khaled.
I don't know if you could take
Let's get it.
No, you want to see me naked, naked, naked. I want to be your baby, baby, baby. Spinning in his sweat just like he came from Macy. Wagger would sit on that brown liquor.
Let's go.
When a girl like this, you can't be around you. I'm too little to dim down a notch. Cause I can
dance what we gonna
that
do?
I'm gon' do. Wow, wow, wow.
Sing it.
Wow, wow, wow. Thoughts.
Let's go.
Wow, wow, wow. When I'm with you, all I get is wild thoughts.
That's right.
Wow, wow, wow. When I'm with you, all I get is wild thoughts.
Hands up. Put your hands up. Let's go. No games up in here.
I hope you know I'm gonna take it.
That's right.
No, these cookies for the bacon. Kitty, kitty, baby, get her things on rest. Cause you done beat it like the 68 Jets. Diamonds are nothing when I'm shining with you. Diamonds are nothing when I'm shining. Keep it white and black as if I'm your sister. I'm too hip to hop around town. Grammys,
sing it!
I know I get wow, wow, wow.
Let's go!
Wow, 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 thoughts. Wow, wow, wow. When I'm with you, all I get is wild thoughts. Wow.
Come on.
I heard they got these other fellas
Don't
going
stop.
Crazy. Yeah, I treat you like a lady. They love you till you burned up.